What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Thank you very much, Auckland Art Gallery. If we haven't had enough prizes to give away this evening, we're also going to give away a one-year Auckland Art Gallery membership, which includes free, unlimited entry to paid exhibitions, exclusive exhibition previews, members lounge access, invitations to regular talks or behind-the-scenes tours, movie discounts at Rialto Newmarket, and a whole lot more. So just keep tuned in until the very last minute of this chat with Softbait, who are here in studio with me right now for What's Cooking. They're going to be choosing some songs and just chatting up the storm. Gents, you've got an album out on Friday.
Yeah.
Is that exciting?
Super exciting, man. Yeah. Super exciting.
Okay, where do we start? Where did you guys record it, first and foremost, and how long did it take to like blast out?
So we recorded with Peter Riddell of Wax Chattels, Sulfate, at his home studio, which is just like this kind of basement room that he's like turned into a little studio, and we recorded it 2020, start of like July, and we tracked the whole album live in like 3 or 4 days, and then the following week we went into a fucking like 6 month lockdown. So we were
so this actually happened ages ago. Relatively 2 years ago. I know that sometimes this is not a long time in, you know, like the general perspective of like recording an album, but I mean, does it feel like a while ago to you guys?
It does. It was also hard because we couldn't play live shows at the time. So we started the band and we had shows booked and nothing kind of happened. And so it was really just like putting a line in the sand to make this project like reality, you know? And so we kind of booked in. We're like, well, should we do an EP? And then by the time we went to record, it was an album's worth.
How much playing had you guys done together? Because you're like a pretty much a new band to me. You know, obviously familiar with you from you guys being on playlists at BFM. But had you done much playing together as like a unit before you went into the studio?
Yeah, we jammed for like over 6 months before getting into the studio.
But even then, like when we went into the studio, everything was still like, the songs weren't finalized and it was still like pretty loose. But we'd like, jammed quite a lot before we decided to go in.
Yeah, it was, we're definitely, it was the aim to kind of start playing shows, but the reality was we couldn't. So, and it was just the three of us at that point. We had Rasani of Juno Is playing bass for a little bit, but he was a bit overcommitted. So we just put a line in the sand to record. And then 2 weeks before, called up my mate Ezra to come and play some bass, and
he's
stuck around, which has been great.
And he obviously drums in
Earth Tongue.
Yeah,
I played guitar with him in Red Sky Blues in Wellington.
Okay,
so that was
classic.
Our band like 6 years or so. I left to go to London end of 2016, and we kind of that ended Red Sky Blues, and that's when he started Earth Tongue with
you guys. Got some decent supports playing in Red Sky Blues,
right? Truck Fighters.
Did you do Truck Fighters in Auckland? Man, that was a good show.
Huge show.
It's funny how like that was a perfect room for about, I don't know, there might have been 150 people there, but man, those guys really gripped it and ripped it.
That show, we drove up from Wellington, played the show at King's Arms, packed all the gear in our van, plus Truck Fighters, drove back to Wellington the same night, and then played that night at Bodega on like little to no sleep. But man, we had a good time.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, Brant Bjork as well was another highlight.
Oh, really? Which Brant Bjork show did you open for?
It was Bodega. We were Bodega residents.
What a legend, eh? What a cruiser that dude. SoCal legend. But it's not about those guys, it's about Softbait tonight. Now, are you guys keen to choose some songs? What would you like to play and why?
Let's start with a band called Snapped Ankles.
I
just see it there on the screen. So this is a band that I discovered at a festival, having no idea who they were, and just absolutely blew my mind. They play in these ghillie suits, and it's like super synth but like punk rock. And the song Johnny Guitar goes out to you, mate.
Oh, sweet. This is a drive show favourite. We wheel it out every once in a while. It's heck as ass, man.
We'll be right back. Berlin, Costa Berlin. Johnny Guitar, Berlin, Costa Berlin.
From Snapped Ankles, we're heading into some fall. We've got Softbait in studio selecting some tracks. They've got an album out on Friday and some shows coming up, which we'll get into in a moment. But let's talk about the fall. I think potentially one of the most important bands, you know, I could say in history. I can say that. Yeah, I can say that, right? Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What? Tell us about this fall track that you've selected and why.
Cab It Up. This is, well, for years when I was... Well, a bit younger, I always just assumed that it was Iggy Pop in the 90s somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out one day that it was this band called The Fall. And I do enjoy a Marquis Smith rant. And this is the song I play at home when I'm alone. And it's a bit of a, just me wearing my Crocs dancing around the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I love the cheekiness of the lyrics and the instrumental side of it. And yeah.
I reckon, let's get it up. Let's get it.
Thank you.
Hello, BFM, you're on the radio. What's happening?
Oh, Johnny. I was just going to say, would this be a good time to call?
Well, yeah, any time's a good time to call, especially if you're calling from Waiheke. Do you know I was on Waiheke on Friday?
No.
Yeah.
You know my secretary. I don't have
your phone number, so I didn't call you to say I was coming over to Waiheke, but no, I just put that energy out there, and I thought maybe you and I would cross paths. Maybe you'd pick me up on the ferry, but you didn't. So, hey, what's happening anyway? Do you know that I've got some people in here that I'm, like, hosting, and they're talking about the new album, but you're just calling in from Waiheke? Do you have anything, like, you've got, like, 20 seconds to say something really good?
The sounds are fucking lovely.
Yep.
I mean, that's why I'm calling.
BFM, that's right. Yeah, good ass. Yep. What else?
And, you know, I would like to fucking, yeah, definitely. I'm just getting the papers out right now.
Oh, I know what you mean, eh? That's just rolling up there, are you? Have you been for a swim in the ocean today? You live on Waiheke, mate.
Not today, mate.
Oh, it's warm enough. Get out there, mate. Sun's out, guns out, dog. Okay, all right, I got to go. Anyway, hey, I appreciate your call. I've got a band in here. We're just going to get back to it. We enjoyed that fall. And we've got some more music coming away, Dr. Death, over there on Waiheke Island.
All right, brother.
It's always great to hear your dulcet tones.
Cheers.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Bye-bye.
All right, back to Softbat here in the studio. Just honestly, you don't know how it's going to go when you answer the phone on BFM. That was good. I felt we kept that on track.
Mm.
Now, we were talking about Die 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 off air. You guys have selected some Die Die Die, a song called Blinding. So this, we got Soft Bad in the studio, new album out on Friday.
Yep.
Some shows coming up. Where's the show?
So we have 4th of November in Hamilton at Last Place with Jim Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5th of November Saturday at Whammy Bar with Ringlets and Babe Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday the 9th of November at Meow with Soft Plastics and Mirror Ritual.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah, really excited with the support acts we've got.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh yeah, rad.
We're ready.
Tell us about this Die 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 song.
Big Die 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 fan. I first saw them at my high school hall at lunchtime with about 10 people listening, and they blew my mind. They were great. And then I saw them at the Rockwest show. They were great then again. And then just, never really stopped listening to them. So
what year do you reckon?
That was 2011. Yeah,
I bumped into Andrew a couple times over the years, but I've never actually formally met him. And he came and did What's Cooking, like, I don't know, not that long ago actually, before their show at Whammy. And I was like, what a nice guy. Just top notch, eh?
Yeah.
I was just like, man, what a ledge.
Yeah.
It's like very pleasant. So let's hear it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
What a song.
Tell us about Beak. How do you guys...
Beak.
A big favourite of BFM.
Yeah, Bristol band, drummer of Portishead, I believe. Mm-hmm. They're just like so percussive, and like the bassist being the like the forward man of the band. I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like crouching out.
It's who's that? It's Lewis from BFM Sales.
Oh, hey Lewis.
Tell us about Beak.
Beak are like crouching out, eh? It's very, it's Kraut vibes, which I love.
Yeah, amazing drummer, so percussive, and yeah, such a great band live. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope they come to New Zealand sometime.
Have
because
you seen them live before?
I've seen them twice, and holy shit.
In the UK.
Yeah, some of the best live music I've seen.
Lucky.
And yeah, they should absolutely come to New Zealand because people would.
So they still play live?
Yeah. Yeah, they're still doing it.
What was the greatest thing you saw in the UK while you were there? Surely there's one standout highlight.
Like an act or just overall music?
Music.
Green Man Festival in Wales. Mm-hmm. That's where I saw Snapped Ankles. That is the coolest festival. It's mm-hmm. in the Brecon Beacons in like middle of nowhere, Wales. And it's this alternative music that covers like electronic to, you know, Brian Jonestown Massacre played, King Gizzard were on the bill. I mean, the lineup was huge.
How good are Brian Jonestown Massacre live? They're so good.
Yeah, incredible. A lot of faffing around on stage.
Or just tuning up and stopping
like,
and starting.
No, the guitar tone isn't quite right. And then he goes and kind of like sits at his amp for like a couple of minutes. And then, but incredible band live, yeah.
Hey, they did that. You know, they did that at the Power Station last time they played here. And he was like, it's not, you know, he's like, it's not right, it's not right. And, but do you know what? He was actually spot on. Once they got it right,
he may be a bit crazy and a bit weird, but his ears are...
No compromise. Yeah, he's got great ears. I don't know how you have good ears after it being that loud for that long.
Yeah, and the best tambourine player of all time.
Yeah, certainly. Joel. Now, Soft Bait, what would you like to play next? What's the next song that you would like to play? Someone has put forward Joe Unknown. Is that the one? Or have you got something else?
Joe Unknown, eh? He's a... well, he's been around for a few years, but I think he's got like three tracks out. And this one's Ride, which was his first release. And he's a... just a new dude from London that's doing his thing, and it's high energy and kick ass and
good fun fast.
I'll spend awake days getting twisted. Futuristic fast frame pictures on my PlayStation 4. Shooing kids online passes time, but my girlfriend hates it. I like my girlfriend naked. I think a lot about who I think I should be, then get very fucking angry at who I'm not. Life's confusing. Let us not cry over spilt milk, but if you spill the whiskey, it will get violent. For all is well felt over a glass of Black Label, I don't do red. I spend away days far too often. Some could say it's become a problem, but problem I see not. I like to participate in life's little edge. From time to time I take a little ride over the edge. Ride. Way out left, change lanes. Love's high, hate's taste. Staying down, can't escape. Let me loose, break the cage. Fuck is this? Not yourself, shattered glass. Someone else, no one cares. No one helps, broken stairs, clowning cells. So-called friends are for life, I got scars last longer than the memories we'd had. I'm not sure if it's me, why they're back, it seems sad. I can't breathe on the lungs that have nearly collapsed. I need free just to get me to the place up the black. I can't scream cause the voices are not shutting me back. These day dreams are just nightmares, I'm caught in, I feel trapped. This nose bleeds down the face of what narcotics have slapped. I can't breathe, am I? I'll spend away nights getting twisted. Hedonistic sex-like pictures on my iPhone 12. Posting pics online passes time, but my girlfriend hates it. I heard your girlfriend fakes it. I think a lot about where I should be, then get very fucking happy with where I am. Life's a dream.
Let us not sleep on the harsh reality that waking up will hurt. For life is that pretty little barmaid, and although she's sweet, just remember that she indeed will call time when you least expect it. Don't hold out on love. For love is available in bags of two or three and usually costs no more than a thousand of your hard-earned pennies. I smoke leaves from time to time. Not something I'm proud of, I just don't enjoy reality. I like my life in halves. Half fools can look half empty at times, but thanks to the later licensing laws, it's somewhat easy to get a topper. Way out left, change lanes, love's high, hate's taste, staying down, can't escape. Let me loose, break the cage, fuck is this? Not yourself, shattered glass, someone else, no one cares. No one helps, broken stairs, clowning cells. So cool, friends up for life, I've got scars last longer than the memories we'd had. I'm not sure if it's me, why they're back, it seems sad. I can't breathe on the lungs that I've nearly collapsed. I need free just to get me to the place at the black. I can't scream cause the voices are not shutting me back. These daydreams are just nightmares, I'm killing, I feel trapped. This nose bleeds on the face of what narcotics have slapped. I can't breathe, I'm at...
All right, there we go. That was wicked.
Yeah.
There was some chatter in the background. That was DJ'd at Red Bar a couple of weeks ago, and Neil from Red Bar gave it his massive stamp of approval. Joe Unknown.
Two thumbs up.
Can't buy. Some nods.
Yeah.
Now, Soft Bait. Okay, all right. Album out on Friday. Let's plug your shows that you've got coming up. Where can people hear the album, first of all?
It'll be out on all the usual streaming platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, blah, blah, blah. And
Bandcamp?
Also Bandcamp, of course, mm-hmm. will be out there. So, yeah, if you just get on your computer or phone and search Softbait, you know, we'll probably likely come up first.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're into fishing supplies, in which case you can get that also.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to get a lot of big fish.
You do have a show coming up on November 26th. Tell us about this one.
Very kindly been asked on the Flying Numb team to play their kind of annual show called Beautiful Things that's celebrating bands that they like and bands that are signed to Flying Numb. It's mm-hmm. a stacked lineup. It's at Whammy Backroom and Wine Cellar. I'm just looking at what we got. Woom, Voom. We got Vera Allen, Night Lunch, Jasmine Mary, Half Hexagon, Recitals, and Vor Stalin. Is going to be a huge night of great mm-hmm. music.
There's something else happening in 2023 on Waitangi Weekend.
That is correct. Welcome to Nowhere. I believe there is like a handful of tickets left, like sub 40 tickets to this festival. Been two or three times and have to say it's one of the nicest festivals in New Zealand. It's such a community vibe. Always great selection of New Zealand music, and obviously the addition of Ty Segall this year.
It's right on a river as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you can call it a river. You could call it like a little pond. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to, you know, get yourself wet midday. But it's on a farm in the middle of nowhere near Whanganui. And yeah, it's just a great time. People mm-hmm. should go if you're listening and you haven't got a festival this summer.
Ty Segall playing as well. Like, how crazy is that? That's crazy.
I heard it was going to be secret as well, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I heard that as well. The guy, we had the dude who organises it up here. And he was like, oh, maybe I just don't even drop the lineup this year. I'll just sell it out on rip. Imagine going with not knowing what the lineup was and Ty Segall was playing. You'd be like, oh, my God. Anyway. It's not about Ty Segall, it's about Soft Bait.
It's about Soft Bait. Yes. Our album Plot Points. We also have a track called Plot Points.
And this is featuring Louisa Nicklin?
It is. Yeah. A single we released about a week or so ago. Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. It shows like a slightly different side to the first two singles that we released, and kind of nods at a few other songs that have this sort of kind of vibe to them on the album. So, you've only got a few more days until you can hear the rest of the album.
Thanks, dudes. Soft Bait, album out on Friday.
like dust into gold. Spitting and pissing in places, praying our mothers will not know. I hear a weep from a humble abode. The damage is done. Panthers fought in snakes, convictions of a fool. Listen, how old are you now? And plot points that blow, related to a past that left you sour and cold. With the excuses I've heard, with the excuses I've known, how old are you now?
What a great tune, Soft Bait, Plot Points. If you're keen on that one-year Auckland Art Gallery membership, give us a holler on 5395 with your name and your B-card. It includes free unlimited entry to paid exhibitions, exclusive exhibition previews, members lounge access, invitations to regular talks or behind-the-scenes tours, movie discounts at Rialto Newmarket, and a bunch more. You can see all the benefits at aucklandartgallery.com. We'll just give us a text right now and throw your hat in the ring for this one-year membership. What a sweet prize.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.